Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. And so now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes this session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about me and what I do by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there, so feel free to just look around. Okay. I'm almost ready to start talking, but let me write something right quick. Alrighty. The first caller is from area code 111111111. Okay.
You can send me a
hello,
chat.
Who's this?
It would say 24 hours.
Greetings, Greatest Rising. I didn't know I had pushed one yet, but I'm glad I was first. I'm glad I'm number 111. How are you today, beautiful one?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Looking out the window at my area and my gardens that are waiting for me to put some seeds in. I'll probably do that tomorrow. So I'm good. I'm in the process of consciously growing myself and things.
Wonderful. Ooh, I love that.
Yes, it feels good. To know that that is easily possible.
And so what are you looking for today?
I'm looking for what is in the universe that is awaiting my presence to present me with itself in this moment in time.
Okay. Well, let me check in and see. Okay, so I'm getting an image of, it looks kind of like bowling pins, but they're not quite as big as regular ones, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, they're lining them up. There's this whole line of them all lined up, like, you know, little ducks in a row, if you want to think of it that way. And at the end, there's this waterfall splashing into this beautiful pool. So it looks like if you knock over the pins, and you only have to knock over the first one, and all of the others will keep knocking themselves down, kind of like dominoes, you know, when you set those up. And it will end in this beautiful waterfall, in this amazing, gorgeous place. I don't really know what all that means, but that's what I'm seeing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I have to roll my balls, which is interesting. Roll a ball, get a strike, strike it rich, strike it, hit the target.
Actually, you don't have to roll a ball. All you have to do is knock over the first pin. Just use your finger.
Any kind of way.
Knock it over.
Okay.
And it all goes.
Any kind of way.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's that wonderful place again. Apparently, I bought, no, I'm not going to say I stepped away from it. There's higher, more beauty for me to receive. So, bing, knocked over. Done. Done. I see the vision. I see what you're. Abundance. It feels good. It feels like a purification. That's what it feels like to me.
They're saying it is an acceptance of who you truly are. Because we tend to make, you know, life so difficult. And in order for anything to work, I've got to do this and this and this and this. And, you know, and all of these criteria that we put on life. And they're just saying, all you have to do is touch that one pin, knock it over. That's it. How do we
got
make it easier than that, you know?
Got it. Thank you. It is that simple. I agree. And I know. And so it is. Done.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
They want everybody else to know that it's true for them, too. All you have to do is something very simple. It's not complicated.
That song, If You Believe What's in Your Heart, Then You Know. More songs coming.
That no one can change the path that you must go.
Ooh.
And know it's right because the time will come around when you'll say it's yours.
What if you believe? What's the name of that song? If You Believe.
If You Believe, I think it's from The Wiz.
If You Believe. I'm gonna get it in a few. I'll be singing it. Thank you. My God. Yes. That's it. It's already written.
That makes
it's
all
done.
The difference in the world. Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you.
You are welcome, and thank you. You always bring such interesting enlightenment.
It's always a pleasure to do that, to be a part of this experience with you. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay, we are going to our next caller from area code 310. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Yes, my name is Susan.
Hello, Susan. What can I do for you today?
Yes, I was wondering if you see a job coming for me, a different job.
I see you having choices about what it is you want to do. Are you looking
okay.
for something that you really, truly enjoy doing?
Yes.
So you are putting yourself first?
Yes.
Good, wonderful. So that's what they were asking me. Okay. So they're saying as long as you are putting yourself first, doing what your heart really wants to do, not what your brain says you're supposed to do, not what your parents or your guidance counselor or anybody else ever told you, this is what you should do because this is how you're going to make money. Just open the window, throw all that stuff out, and follow your heart.
Okay.
If you follow your heart, you will have multiple choices about what kind of job you take, even the location of the job. So you will have options about moving and truly living in your power, in your energy. This is a part of your waking up. You're accepting your magnificence, accepting your right to have a wonderful life. Is this something you've been working at for a while? Because it feels like
it's kind of come to a head at this point, and I know that I can't continue in
mm-hmm.
the space that I'm in. And because every day I just get up and I just do what I know I'm supposed to do. And then
mm-hmm.
I come home and then I reflect back and go, well, I just don't want to do that tomorrow. So I know I need to make some significant changes. And so it's a little overwhelming because, you know, change is hard enough. But when you're talking about uprooting your whole life and changing your life, it does add stress. So I'm just kind of hoping that, you know, I can get into a space where I can create the environment that's going to allow me to make the best choice.
Okay. One of the things they want us to do is to do some clearing work on your beliefs so that this can actually be easy. So it doesn't have to be
okay.
stressful if that's something that you're willing to do.
Sure.
And there's a message they want me to give you. Let's see, they want me to give it before or after? Give it before. Okay, here's the message that they want to give you. We want you to know that you've been taught all of your life that life is hard, that life is difficult, that things don't work out, that you have to jump through multiple hoops, multiple times before you're going to see any kind of results in your life. And that's not true. Life is meant to be easy. It's actually very simple. People tend to complicate things so much more than they ever need to. We want you to let go of the complication. We want you to simply live your purpose. And your purpose is whatever you decide that it is. The important part of life is to remember that God is always with you. And if you don't like the name God, you can change it to whatever you want. It really doesn't matter what terminology you use. That creative force that created you never leaves you. So you are never alone. You have that force within you. And you have that power to utilize in every moment of your life. So take a nice deep breath and let go. Because you're not doing this alone. And this is not more than you can handle. And you are loved. And God is on your side. That's what they wanted to tell you.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to do some dear innate statements. I will say the statement, and then you will repeat it out loud because you will be talking to your innate body. And I consider the innate body kind of like a spiritual consciousness. And when you are making these statements, you are changing your beliefs in your mind, your subconscious, beliefs you stored in your body, any place that you have these beliefs. You are changing them.
Okay.
And most people feel a difference right away, but if you don't feel anything, that doesn't mean that it's not working. It just means that for some reason you've decided not to feel. Okay, so do you have any questions before I begin?
No.
Okay. Dear innate, I release the fear of change.
Dear innate, I release the fear of change.
Dear innate, I release the need to be stuck.
Dear innate, I release the need to be stuck.
Dear innate, I release the belief that my life cannot get better.
Dear innate, I release, I'm so sorry, can you repeat it?
Sure. I release the belief that my life cannot get better.
I release the fear that my life cannot get better.
Dear innate, I let go of my past.
Dear innate, I let go of my past.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to change.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to change.
Dear innate, I open up to love.
Dear innate, I open up to love.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to be joyful.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to be joyful.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I release the complications of life.
Dear innate, I release the complications of life.
Dear innate, my life flows with grace and ease.
Dear innate, my life flows with grace and ease.
Dear innate, I allow my life to be simple.
Dear innate, I allow my life to be simple.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be prosperous.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be prosperous.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Wow. Whew.
So you just had a major shift in who you are being.
Wow. Thank you so much. That was incredible.
And, you know, if any doubts or fears or worry or any of that negativity comes up, you can simply say, Dear innate, I release this, whatever it is. You know, if it's a fear, Dear innate, I release this fear. Because this is you moving forward on your path. This is you embracing the truth of who you are. And you are meant for greatness in your life. And that's what's coming to you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Any questions or concerns that you need to express?
No, I know what I need to do. It's just, you know, as you said, I think, you know, I have all this resistance built up because of the stories I tell myself. and they're stories that I was taught, and I need to let them go. So I really appreciate it, and it's a really good reminder of what I really need to do.
They actually want us to, hold on. Come on, computer. They want us to release a bunch of emotions from you right now. They're saying you should do this before you go. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to release all this. Okay, here we go. Dear innate, I release rage.
Dear innate, I release rage.
Dear innate, I release resentment.
Dear innate, I release resentment.
Dear innate, I release hopeless.
Dear innate, I release hopeless.
Dear innate, I release weary.
Dear innate, I release weary.
Dear innate, I release depressed.
Dear innate, I release depressed.
Dear innate, I release complicated.
Dear innate, I release complicated.
Dear innate, I release stress.
Dear innate, I release stress.
Dear innate, I release panic.
Dear innate, I release panic.
Dear innate, I release anxiety.
Dear innate, I release anxiety.
Dear innate, I release worry.
Dear innate, I release worry.
Dear innate, I release I can't do it.
Dear innate, I release I can't do it.
Dear innate, I release regret.
Dear innate, I release regret.
Dear innate, I release remorse.
Dear innate, I release remorse.
Dear innate, I release undeserving.
Dear innate, I release undeserving.
Dear innate, I release failure.
Dear innate, I release failure.
Dear innate, I release unworthy.
Dear innate, I release unworthy.
Dear innate, I release unwanted.
Dear innate, I release unwanted.
Dear innate, I release unlovable.
Dear innate, I release unlovable.
Dear innate, I release incapable.
Dear innate, I release incapable.
Dear innate, I release all alone.
Dear innate, I release all alone.
Dear innate, I release lonely.
Dear innate, I release lonely.
Dear innate, I release isolated.
Dear innate, I release isolated.
Dear innate, I release not fitting in.
Dear innate, I release not fitting in.
Dear innate, I release jealous.
Dear innate, I release jealous.
Dear innate, I release envious.
Dear innate, I release envious.
Dear innate, I release fear of change.
Dear innate, I release fear of change.
Dear innate, I release being wrong.
Dear innate, I release being wrong.
Dear innate, I release exasperated.
Dear innate, I release exasperated.
Dear innate, I release disempowered.
Dear innate, I release disempowered.
Dear innate, I release annoyed.
Dear innate, I release annoyed.
Dear innate, I release irritated.
Dear innate, I release irritated.
Dear innate, I release stubborn.
Dear innate, I release stubborn.
Dear innate, I release my parents told me I had to.
Dear innate, I release my parents told me I had to.
Dear innate, I release manipulated.
Dear innate, I release manipulated.
Dear innate, I release proving that I am good enough.
Dear innate, I release proving I am good enough.
Dear innate, I release dominating.
Dear innate, I release dominating.
Dear innate, I release blaming.
Dear innate, I release blame.
Dear innate, I release guilt.
Dear innate, I release guilt.
Dear innate, I release punishment.
Dear innate, I release punishment.
Dear innate, I release suspicious.
Dear innate, I release suspicious.
And just take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does all that feel?
Awesome.
Oh, good, wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And now create that life that you are truly going to love, because it really is there for you. And the only person who would keep it from you is you.
Yes.
So get out of your own way.
Okay. I will.
Okay. And call me back if you need some more help, okay?
Okay, thank you. You're so amazing. Thank you.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
As we go through life and we're experiencing all of the various things, we are constantly being reminded in a variety of ways about the good that we are, about the good that is there for us, about the good that we deserve. And it's always interesting to me when I'm talking with people on the show and, you know, helping them to release or giving them the messages. And every single time, it's also touching on something that is happening in my own life. So it's not just about the caller. It's about everyone that's connecting with it. So if you find that the dear innate statements that I'm making with someone resonate with you, then please say them along with us. Say them to your innate body. Start letting the stuff go from your life, because God truly is there for you. And God's always finding ways to communicate with us. Always. Always. They just keep saying always, 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 always. Because it never does end. Because God doesn't just stick us here on this planet and go up to heaven and look down and go, okay, let me see how much you're going to screw up this time. You know, God is within us and never leaves us. Never. So we are never alone. And when we get our own minds out of the way, because we have these beliefs that we've learned throughout life based on the fact that we're human, and, you know, we get told that certain things are true if you're human, but that's not actually true unless you believe it is. So changing your beliefs is an incredibly vital step in changing your life. And it's just funny to me sometimes how they keep showing me examples of this over and over and over. You know, and I'm talking with people and helping them to make changes and to let go. And I also do this work on myself. This isn't just something that I just do on other people, because I want my life to be the best that it can be too. And then sometimes I look at my life and I realize that I'm stopping my own evolution, you know, that I am in my own way after telling everybody else, get out of your way. And then I don't actually get out of my own way. So I get all of these lovely little reminders about letting go. And lately the reminders have been about recognizing that what is out there in the world is not necessarily true. That I am not limited by the way things appear. And, you know, they have the saying, seeing is believing. If But actually, it's the other way around. Because when you change your beliefs, you notice that you change what you see. Because there is a part of you that is always proving that your beliefs are true. Now, they want me to say that again. There is a part of you that is always proving that your beliefs are true, which means that if you believe you are a bad person and you don't deserve anything good in your life, then that is what you will see. But if you change that belief to you are a wonderful person, you are loved, and you are always being blessed, then that is what you will see. Our beliefs, our thoughts, they are so incredibly powerful. And they really do shape everything that we experience. So it's never a matter of God being against you. Never, ever is that true. It's a matter of you creating what you believe. And God loves you enough to allow you to create, no matter how horrid the creation is. You are given the freedom to create it. And, you know, you look at people who are going through times in their lives when they're living on the street, you know, they're sleeping next to buildings, they're all bundled up, they have no place to go. And God loves them enough to let them create that in their lives because it will help them to move out of that into who they truly are. And sometimes it takes me a little work on myself, really, to accept what I'm saying. You know, like when I said that, because there was that part of me that was raised to believe that it's my job to go and rescue everyone, to make sure everyone's life is wonderful, to, you know, find all of the homeless people and bring them home with me, you know, which is absolutely ludicrous. But it also keeps them from experiencing what they need in order to move forward in their lives. Now, I'm not saying there shouldn't be services set up so that people can, you know, find a place to live and move forward with their lives, because there should be. And when the people are ready for that, then they move into that. But I don't believe that we should go and force everyone to, you know, do what we think is right, because we don't really know what they're going through. We don't really know what's important to them, what they need to experience before it clicks that they deserve more, better. So it's always an interesting experience, this whole thing called life. So let's move on to our next caller, and that's from area code 951. Hello, who's this? Area code 951.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's Nathaniel. How you doing?
Hi, I'm fine, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm doing great.
So, what's up with you today?
Well, I've been in a new post here over at the college here. A professor attacked a student, and they have me posted over here for a couple more weeks or so. And I told Caitlin, the girl that got attacked, you know, to do some, you know, emotional healing and that kind of stuff. And they have me posted here for her. She's, you know, not thinking of suing the school for having the teacher punch her in the nose. But just here posted at the college today and for the next for next week.
The first thing that comes in into my mind is that Caitlin should be asking herself what she believes that required that she get punched in the nose. It was like there was something that she really needed to get.
She said something that a teacher was helping a student cheat on a test, and she said something, well, you shouldn't do that. And she punched her in the nose, and she got fired and everything. So,
Caitlin has some beliefs that she's not supposed to speak up.
I don't know. She shouldn't have spoke up, you think, or?
No, she should have said what she said, but sometimes things that happen are to show us something that we believe, and I'm getting that she has some belief about not speaking up.
Oh, so she should speak up more then?
Yes, she should speak up.
And do you think she should proceed with her possible lawsuit, or?
They're not really telling me about that. It's more about she needs to decide who she really is. How old is Caitlin? Is she, you know?
You know, I think she's in her 20s. She's very sweet, and she said that I was, she told me that I was so sweet, and she told the people that work here that I was sweet, and I don't know, you know, I don't know, you know, she seems, the other girl, I don't know if the counselor said something yesterday. She called her into the office, so I don't know, you know, I haven't heard anything about that. I said hello to her this morning.
Okay. Well, maybe it's time for Caitlin to stop being so sweet. Maybe that's part of it. Mm. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being sweet, but you can also be powerful and sweet.
Her husband said that, you know, she should go ahead with the lawsuit. And, you know, I just think, you know, she should get all the ducks, you know, lined up if she's going to have an attorney or something rather than have to go to the, through the emotional thing of going through it all again, you know, because she seemed to be kind of, you know, traumatized by the thing. I recommended the emotional, like, free tapping technique to her, but she said she had heard of that, but I don't know how far, you know, she may be, you know, living with this for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, she needs to figure out what this is meant to teach her so that she can learn the lesson. And they're not really telling me anything about the legal issues. They're saying that that's her choice. But this is all about her learning that she's a powerful being. And that it's okay for her to say what she needs to say when she needs to say it.
Well, I'll definitely tell her that.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll get a chance to see her today, but I hope so. I mean, if I get a chance to talk to her today, I saw her going through another building, so I'm not sure what's up with the counselors or the dean or whatever. But
okay. So what is all this bringing up for you?
You know, I'm just trying to help her along. I said, well, I'm here, you know, for you. You know, they asked her if she wanted a personal security guard for the fact that she said no. But I don't know. I'll only be here through next week. They have me posted. So, you know, there's something to say.
So your guidance is asking the question, what is important to you?
Well, I'm actually looking for another job. You know, I'm actually looking for some better jobs with retirement benefits and stuff. But the owner's son of the company came out, and I was I came back after lunch yesterday, and I don't want to drive in my security coat because people say, you know, I'm a police guy or security, and, you know, when I'm driving, I may have a road rage incident or something. So I try not to be in uniform, you know, off the post. So I'd forgotten, you know, to put my security coat back on, and he came out, and the other guard called off. And they didn't tell me he was coming because security guards always want to sneak up on the security guards and see what they're doing. And so he had hit me on the walkie-talkie, and I thought, well, boy, I better go back and get my security code. I hadn't realized. And then he just told me, you know, I'm just in probation here on the first 60 days at the new job. And he warned me, you know, well, you know, this is your verbal, you know, counseling, and you know our 4-step program, and blah blah blah. You know, so it sounded like he was, you know, getting ready to line me up for, you know, termination or something. You know, cause I was, I didn't have my coat on. You know, I had the regular, you know, pants and everything else on, but I don't want to drive. You know, when everybody says, oh well, you know, I had a problem about a week ago, you know, somebody was saying, you know, and you could just tell people do the double take on you when you're driving around. So I try to, you know, not be in uniform off the post. Sometimes I have to walk into a store or something, you know, and people think, well, wait a minute, you know, you're not, you know, you're in uniform now. So people, you know,
right,
kind of react to, you know, it shocks some people. I remember one lady says, oh, is this, am I okay here? You know, I thought, oh, yeah. You know, but
okay. Your energy is, let me think how to put it. Okay. The job that you have now, doing the security, there are parts of it that match who you are, and there are parts of it that really do not match who you are at all. And I think that's part of the reason why you take the coat off, because it's the part of you that, it's kind of the authority figure when you have it on, and that's not who you are. That's not who you want to be. You don't want people to look at you and be afraid. You want people to look at you and know that you are there with love, because that's who you are.
That's probably right. You know, I don't want to seem like a, you know, I want to, you know, beat anybody up or anything, you know. I want to protect people. I don't want to harass people or anything like that.
Right. Okay, so I just get the feeling that the job that you have right now is definitely not what's right for you.
Well, there's different posts where, you know, I get stationed out in front of a parking lot, and it's fire watch, and there's nobody there, so, you know, I could, you know, pretty much do anything, you know. I mean, there's nobody there. I mean, are these people, or, you know, I walk around the building a couple times an hour and go back into my car and, you know, listen to some talk radio or some music, or, you know, read a book or something like that, or, you know.
You would be bored out of your mind.
Yeah. Well, there's, like I say, there's some other jobs I applied for. I was going to apply for the process server at the courthouse, where you process legal documents and serve people.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's a better paying job. It's kind of like an investigator job, but
uh-huh,
that may require me wearing a gun or something. And then I applied for a park attendant, doing some park thing. And then I applied for a library, at the library. It has like retirement involved with it. and I would just drive around library materials and deliver them, like, you know, audio projectors or something to different people. And it's, you know, it's a county job, so, you know, it's a better pay, retirements, and, you know, because, this security card company I'm working for now is a family company where, you know, the boss's son came out yesterday, and he was, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, he didn't, you know, they told me if, they asked me if I could work over possibly, but nobody, you know, really told me anybody was coming, and, you know, I know that, you know, they taught me in security school a long time ago that they always kind of want to sneak up on you, you know, so.
Right.
So I always, you always kind of got to look around, you know, every 2 seconds in each direction, you know, to make sure, you know where, you know, what's coming.
Your guidance is saying that you really need to have a job where you get to be of service, you get to interact with people. So, you know, that job
yeah.
of walking around a parking lot and sitting in a car, that's totally not you. Because it's your interaction with others. That's an important part of the work that you do. And you also don't want people to be afraid of you, which is why the jacket and the whole authority figure thing doesn't work for you.
Okay.
So, you know, the county job that you talked about, that one feels more in alignment with you. But they're saying that that's just a stepping stone. You're not actually going
yeah,
to...
Yeah, and so is this job. This job is just a stepping stone to the other job because,
yeah.
you know, if you're working, it's easier to get a job. If you're working, another security card company called me a couple of days ago, and they wanted to recruit me over there. So kind of deciding what I'm doing. I'm on the job now. I'm on the clock now. So, you know, I've still got, you know, some free time. You know, it's not like I'm working at Walmart as a greeter or something, but I could, you know, it's kind of a hard job with a lot of people coming out of it. But, you know, there's people that worked at Walmart 20 years, you know, so I mean, or more.
Well, you know, one of the things about you is that you are a healer. You help people.
I do.
That's you. Yeah, you do.
I was really concerned with Caitlin, you know, and this and stuff. And, you know, I want to tell her that this may be, you know, she may be thinking about this for 100 times a day, you know, a couple years from now or something, you know, because she says, boy, it was a week since it happened, she said, a couple days ago. And says, I didn't come to school then. You know, so cause she just didn't, she thought, wow, you know, so.
Yeah, she just
know,
needs
really
to learn, work. She needs to learn the lesson from what she went through. And it's up to her
yeah.
how quickly or how slowly she learns that. But once she does, then she can move forward with her life and the incident will no longer, you know, be looming over her because it will have served its purpose for her to learn the lesson. And you are here to also learn lessons. That's an important thing for you, to really open up to who you really are. And it's not really about the job. It's about you. It's about who you're becoming. That's what this is all about.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, because I'm on a journey. I'm on a path to really find out, you know, the realization of my, you know, true potential as, you know, someone here to help the planet.
So make sure that you are always paying attention to the energy that you are putting out into the world.
Okay.
Always notice what you feel. And then you get to decide whether or not what you're feeling is what you want to feel. Because you're not stuck with your feelings. You know, you can change them.
Uh-huh.
There's just so much more that's there for you. I just see you going so much further than you've ever imagined. And being, I actually see you standing on a stage and talking to, you know, auditoriums or whatever full of people and helping them to have a realization about themselves.
It's funny, you remember when you saw that bear totem a couple
uh-huh.
months ago? It's funny mm-hmm. because I'm the owner of the company. His name is Brian Bear. And, you know, his son came out. He was Adam Bear. And each of us have, like, things like the guy that's supposed to drop me the security phone in a couple minutes. I may have to go because I may see my my security phone guy that drops off the phone where I make my DAR, my daily activity report. Every security
uh-huh.
guard, you know, writes a DAR, a daily activity report every day, and it's like official business. The police could seize it at any time. And so I was going to be Smokey the Bear. I thought, well, hey, is Smokey the Bear taken? So I just thought I'd throw that in there as an ironic insight for the call. And just kind of a little humor along the way. And then so that was kind of apropos for your totem a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I may still be, still a little be in the bear totem, but I think I'm coming out of it now. As winter is ending now.
Yeah, I'm actually seeing a hawk. I don't know what kind of hawk it is, but I'm seeing you flying. So that's where you're going. You're going to fly. You're going to soar. You're going to be so much more than you've ever imagined. That's what you're meant for.
Yeah, I kind of been stuck a long time this last 7 years since I moved out of my house and did a short sale and really lost all my money. I had over $500,000, and now I owe still over, you know, $10,000-$15,000. You know, I've had to really, reach down, and, you know, I really appreciate, you know, God and everything and all the spirits, you know, and more, you know, and Jesus actually the most. And, you know, so it's been a humbling Job-like experience for me.
Yeah. Well, it's all still changing and you're still evolving, so it's just going to get better.
Awesome. I'll soar like an eagle to the sea.
Yeah, you do that. Yeah, I do see great things coming your way. So pay attention to how you feel. Make sure you stay in the feelings that you actually enjoy, because that's how you share those feelings with others. It has
uh-huh.
to start with you.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you so
you
much,
are welcome.
Barbara.
And I'm sure you'll have an absolutely wonderful day.
Oh, I hope you do too.
Okay, thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. As we are going on our path and learning who we are, learning what's important to us, we get to experience so much, and we get all of these reminders, these little nudges, so that we can focus on what we actually desire instead of being caught up in what other people say we should or shouldn't do, or what other people think about us. What other people think is really not our business, because we are creating our lives based on our beliefs. We are not victims of society or any other people. And when we let go of that whole victim kind of mentality, it allows us to rise above, to actually start enjoying our lives, enjoying our choices, and fully embracing who we are. And so if, you know, you're sitting there waiting for God to decide what it is you're meant to do in life, let yourself recognize that God is within you. There is no separation. And God wants you to be happy. God wants you to be prosperous. God wants you to be fulfilled and complete exactly as you are. Instead of seeing the bad in yourself or the bad in life or the bad in anything, God wants you to start seeing the good, the beauty, the opportunities in everything that happens, in everything that you experience, because they are always there. Even when it's a situation where people are just saying, oh my gosh, this is so horrible. No, there are still opportunities. There is still beauty. And if you will find that, then you don't get sucked into all of the negativity. And it allows you to stand in your power, in your light, because the light of God is within you. The power of God is within you. There is no separation. So you are not less than God, because God is you, and you are God. And I know for a lot of people, you know, if you say that or if they hear that, their immediate reaction is, oh my gosh, you know, God is going to punish you for that. That's blasphemy, or whatever terminology is right for them. But the truth is that there is no separation. God is just as much in me as God is in you, as God is in everyone. And so we have to, you know, give up this belief that God is this person, first of all, because God's not a person. God is an energy. And that energy is everywhere, in everything. And it is the energy that allows us to create everything in our lives. That is God. And so there is no separation between you and the energy. There can't be. And so, you know, changing your whole concept of who God is an important part of people's evolution. They have to let go of that image of the, you know, the guy sitting on the throne in heaven that's separate from them, and start accepting that God is the energy that they feel. If you really want to know God, know yourself. Open your own heart to love. And the more you allow yourself to feel that love, the more you are feeling God, because God is love. And there is no separation. So we get to decide who we are being in every moment. We get to decide what we are creating, what we are experiencing. We get to make the choice. So don't limit yourself. Don't see yourself as this small, insignificant person who really has no choice, because you are so much more than that. And we are going to go to our caller from area code 412. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Mandy. I just tuned in. I'm new to your show.
Hello, Mandy. So, did you have a question, or what's going on with you?
Yes. I have tons of questions. Well, what type of calls do you take on? Again, I'm new to the show, so I apologize.
I take whatever question people ask and I give them the answer from their guidance, from their team that's always working with them, you know, the divine beings that we all are surrounded by.
Okay, great. I was looking to see, to get some clarity on Chad and I, if you saw a, or if they, you know, what they can pick up on there between anything between him and I. I don't know if that was specific enough. I apologize.
No, I'm actually looking at what they're bringing up about Chad and you. Okay, let me figure out how to put it into words, what they're showing me. Chad has come into your life in order for you to learn things about yourself, to learn things about what's important to you, what it is you actually want to experience. Chad is not necessarily a long-term relationship for you. Now, I say not necessarily because you have the choice, you know, you can make it whatever you want. But he has so much to teach you if you're willing to learn. But the things he's teaching you are the things about yourself, the realization of who you are and what's actually important in your life. That's why Chad is there. Okay.
Huh.
How does that all feel to you?
A little confusing. I would, if anything, he uses those words to me, ironically. We're not in a relationship right now this time, but we do have a 2-year-old son. And, yeah, it's more or less things that he's always asking me to teach him, to show him. And he'll tell me that he'll learn. So it's kind of, it's kind of reversed, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel that I feel that way towards him, the way that they put it. I think it's more like the opposite, to be honest with you.
People come into our lives to teach us so that we can learn. Sometimes
right.
we learn in... Okay, sometimes it seems kind of backwards, the way we learn. That's what they're saying. They want you to make sure that you are looking at what Chad is showing you.
Okay.
Instead of, you know, showing Chad what you think Chad needs, they want you to focus on you and seeing what you need. Because it's not just a one-sided relationship. It never is. It's not a matter of you teaching Chad and you don't get to get anything out of it. No, you get
right.
just as much. Yeah. So they don't want you to ever forget that.
Mm-hmm.
So just because Chad says that you're supposed to teach him does not mean that you don't get to learn.
Right.
And it may be an example of you learning not to make Chad and his needs more important in your life than you. Because
right.
they don't want you to ever make someone else more important than you. Not even if it's your child. Your child is not more important than you. It's important for you to be the best that you can be so that you can be there for your child.
Right. That makes sense. And I'm probably guilty of the opposite. But I do agree there, 110%.
And, you know, that may be a big part of what Chad's here to teach you.
He's probably the exact opposite. He's the me person, you know, not putting anybody down. And he's first before the child or I or any family member or friend. And I am the exact opposite. I put myself last and that's where the problem comes into, because I take it so, that me personality, you know, that narcissism,
mm-hmm.
all about me, it's extremely hurtful for somebody who puts themselves last.
But I do agree that I should put myself first because, like you said, if the parent's strong, then that's how you're there. For the child or anyone else, the best, the stronger you are. But that's
exactly.
Probably, yeah. Now, like I said, do they see a romantic reconnection or somebody else new coming in? Or, you know, I know what I want. I just don't know if it can happen the way that I want it. And I don't want to have false hope, but I don't want to give up on somebody either. So I'm just so, you know, right there.
Well, the first thing they're saying is that what is most important is for you to learn to love you. Because when
right.
you actually love and accept yourself, then you attract people into your life who will love and accept you exactly as you are. And they want you to have the kind of relationship, the kind of loving relationship where you are with someone who absolutely and completely adores you. And you know
right.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they want you to have. But they say that you can't have that until you absolutely and completely adore yourself. It's not waiting for someone to come and fix you or save you. It's recognizing who you are now and choosing to be all that you can be so that you attract someone to you who sees that. And who is that themselves, then you can have a relationship where it's equals, you know.
Right.
It's not someone who completes you because you're already complete and you don't complete them because they're already complete. But together you guys are even more than you were when you were separate.
Right. I wouldn't say that. I mean, I definitely have self-worth and self-respect. Most definitely. Of course, I could probably be more confident. I'm sure we all could at different times in our life. And probably from knowing my self-worth, that's probably why I'm not presently with him, to be honest with you, as some girls I know would, you know, jumped right back in.
And I'm not saying that you should. Like I said, I don't
okay.
see Chad as being a long-term relationship.
Okay.
So you're actually going to have three or four
honey?
Different choices. You're actually going to have
Me?
Three or four different choices. Yeah.
That seems like a lot.
I don't know if they're all going to be at once, but the more you open up to loving yourself, the more you're going to attract these people into your life. So just make a habit every day of doing at least one thing just for you, just something
okay.
that you do just for you. You know, if it's I don't know why they keep showing me this. If it's you buying some extravagantly expensive lotion and, you know, just spending a few moments every day just rubbing that into your hands or your arms or your body or wherever you want to rub it into and just feeling that and just enjoying that and doing it just for you.
Okay.
That way you show yourself that you value yourself.
Right.
And then you can allow other people to value you. And that's an important part of it.
Most definitely.
They're showing me an image of you out having dinner with some man, he's a nice looking man, and just laughing and having a wonderful time, just being yourself and just
right.
being comfortable in your own skin.
any time frame on when somebody may new come my way? Oh. I mean, even if it's a male friend, you know, at first.
My guidance is horrible about giving me any kind of time frame. And I always tell the people that they'll tell me soon, but I have no idea what soon actually means. You know?
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Soon can be so varied, that's for sure.
Yes. And so they are saying soon. So I have no idea. And really, part of it depends on you. The more you open up to loving yourself, to valuing yourself, the more quickly things will happen. So if you want it to happen right away, then love you. Let you know that you love you.
Okay. Any other messages and from them? Or if I'm talking too much and you have another caller, I apologize.
I always crack up when people say things like that because it shows that you are putting yourself last.
And here we go again.
Yeah, it's just an example of you doing that.
Right.
My guidance always tells me if I need to, you know, let someone go that I'm talking to, and they're not telling me that about you, so we're fine.
Okay.
What do they want to say to you? They want you to start recognizing yourself. And they really mean that, to start recognizing yourself. They want you to be able to look in the mirror at yourself and feel that amazing love that you feel when you look at your child. That total
right.
acceptance. They want you to have that for yourself.
I've definitely let my physical appearance go, and that's a big result of that is from some health issues that I haven't had a helping hand to be able to take care of my health in the way that it needs to, and that revolved into you know, as far as not say I mean I still bathe and things like that, but not as getting as dolled up and per se, because I'm just honestly I just don't feel good, so it's just the lack of, you know what I mean, energy and the physical ability to do for myself like I once did.
And all of that is tied into how much you love you.
Right.
Because the more you open up to loving yourself, the healthier you will naturally be. Your health
right.
is not dependent on anything outside of you. It's dependent on what you believe about yourself.
Well, I meant as far as health, there's a surgical procedure and so forth that I left unattended out of not having a hand coming home from the hospital with a toddler. So and that's more or less what I meant there.
And they're saying that really doesn't matter. They're still saying it's a matter of you loving you.
Okay.
It really does come down to self-love. There's nothing more important than you loving yourself. Nothing. And that's how you make your life the best that it can be, is by
right.
loving yourself. So they're showing me this image of you being this absolutely vibrant and healthy and happy person. And they're saying that that's what comes when you really accept yourself. So I hope that makes sense. Did I lose you?
I muted you by accident. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I never know. Sometimes blog talk just wipes people out. Okay.
Now, does anything come through for the child?
Oh, your child has beautiful, beautiful energy. And
thank you.
It's just so much love there. So much love that your child has for you. Oh, my goodness. If you loved yourself as much as your child loves you, your life would be absolutely incredible. It's just amazing. Be the best that you can be. Be the best you. Because mm-hmm. that really is how you are going to raise that child to be the best that they can be. And let them know how much potential they have in life. And that they can do whatever they set their minds to. But you have to show them that by doing that yourself.
Right,
by loving
example.
Yourself. Yes, by following your own heart. And, you know, picking the, out of your choices of men, you know, picking the one that really resonates with who you are. And I see you guys having this amazing dynamic family. And it just feels really good. So love yourself so you can open up to all of this amazing energy that's there for you. Does all that help? Did you mute yourself again? Mandy?
Hello?
Oh, you're back. Okay.
I'm sorry. The phone was going crazy, too.
Okay.
And then somebody opened my door, and I kind of just, like, dropped the phone because I, like, got startled there. I don't think they knew it was my screen door, you know, and they opened the screen door. So, you know, and they're right there in the kitchen. Jeez. So I apologize.
That's okay. So they're just saying focus on self-love. Make that the most important
okay.
thing for you. And your whole life will change.
All right. I more than appreciate all your time this afternoon and theirs.
Well, you are welcome, and let me know how it goes.
Most certainly.
Okay. Have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to the caller from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Catherine.
Hello, Catherine. What can I do for you today?
I have had, it's been a very emotional, like, 2 weeks after the full moon, and I was pretty low every morning waking up and insomnia at night. And yesterday, something finally lifted, and I feel a lot better, but just what do the guides say about what the heck was going on? Or I know there's a lot of cleansing of things from the past, but if any more insight on that.
The first thing they're saying is that when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you should do is decide what you want to feel that day. If you start
yeah, I
out
do,
each
yeah.
day,
I flip it around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And as long as you stay in that energy and you check in on yourself throughout the day, and if you're not in that energy, you bring yourself back into that energy, whether it's love or joy or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
then that's what you will be building. That's what you will be creating more and more of, and that's what you will be living more and more of, because it is up to you how you feel.
Right. But
mm-hmm. Now, the insomnia and all of that, let's see. So the energies have been really crazy to me for the last couple of months,
mm-hmm.
actually.
the super moon, it really, the 2 weeks since the super moon have been more so.
Yeah.
For me, yeah.
They're saying when you're feeling anything that is other than the joy, the happiness that you want to feel, then let it go. You know, you can simply say
pretty simple.
something like, "Dear innate, I release this fear or this whatever it is that's coming up." And you can start saying that at night, "Dear innate, I release this insomnia."
Mm-hmm.
And start letting it go, because you don't need to hang on to that. Even if there's a
right.
part of you that's saying, "Oh, you need this in order to grow." No, actually, you don't need it. You are going to evolve. You are going to become who you are meant to be, no matter what. And God never, ever, ever, ever wants you to suffer. God never asks you to suffer. God does not expect you to struggle. God does not want you to struggle. God does not create that you are going to struggle. That is something you do. That is not God. So you can let any of it go. Because you are meant to have the best. You are meant to have a life that is filled with joy and love and laughter and prosperity and all of the wonderful things. So if it doesn't feel good, let it go. And they're saying the more you do that, the more you let go, then the more you're opening up to the good things in life, to the good things within you, to actually seeing your value. And that's an important part of where you are right now. You are beginning to see the value in you. That's what they're telling me. Did that answer your question? Or
yeah, I guess. Is there anything else in looking forward from here of things that, to bring in the new path more clearly?
Be aware of what it is that your heart wants you to feel, that your heart wants you to experience, and allow yourself to spend more and more time in that energy that your heart is guiding you towards. You are shifting out of the thinking with the human mind into the thinking with your divine heart. And so it's shifting who you are being. It's shifting everything that you're experiencing. It's shifting everything in your life. So don't.
Can we do some dear innate about that? About trust your heart, trusting my heart and emotions, bringing out more feeling?
Okay, let's see.
Because my parents did not, we weren't raised about our emotions at all. It's very brain oriented.
Okay. So let me see which ones they want to do. Okay, here we go. Dear innate, I release the need to think.
Ooh, dear innate, I release the need to think.
Dear innate, I take back my power from my mind.
Dear innate, I take back my power from my mind.
Dear innate, I release the need to know.
Dear innate, I release the need to know. That's a big one.
Dear innate, I release the need to think it to death.
Dear innate, I release the need to think it to death.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to experience emotions.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to experience emotions.
Dear innate, I am connected to all of my feelings.
Dear innate, I am connected to all of my feelings.
Dear innate, I easily process my emotions.
Dear innate, I easily process my emotions.
Dear innate, I choose to experience more and more joy.
Dear innate, I choose to experience more and more joy.
Dear Innate, I open up to my own heart.
Dear Innate, I open up to my own heart.
Dear Innate, I release the need to turn out like my mom or my dad.
Dear Innate, I release the need to turn out like my mom or my dad. Oh, I have another one. I release the fear of turning out like my mom or my dad.
Dear Innate, I release being afraid of certain emotions.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of certain emotions.
Dear Innate, I release being afraid of looking within.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of looking within.
Dear Innate, I accept that I have power.
Dear Innate, I accept that I have power.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to be me.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to be me.
Dear Innate, I am divinely empowered.
Dear Innate, I am divinely empowered.
Dear Innate, I love myself.
Dear Innate, I love myself.
Take a nice deep breath.
That feels grounded. I know that was a lot of heart centered, but I feel that all the way down to my root chakras.
Really?
All those safety things. Yeah.
That's where that safety stuff is, yeah. With the root chakras. All right, great.
Thank you. Boy, that always just brings out things that are in the subconscious that you don't know. Or when you put it to words, that really helps. It's like, whoa, I didn't know that was in there, but you know it. On the but it helps a lot. Thank you.
You are welcome. And keep doing the releasing of whatever it is that comes up. And be in the energy that feels good. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And our last caller is from area code 303. Hi, did you have a question?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
You hadn't raised your hand, so I was just checking just to make sure.
No, I didn't raise my hand. I'm just listening.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we're down to the last 90 seconds, so I want everyone to really start looking at who you are being in every moment, what you are feeling in every moment, because that's where your power lies. In each moment, you have power. And so letting go of all of that garbage that you were taught and truly being who you are being makes a world of difference. And if you have any questions or you need to do some releasing, don't forget, I'm here every Friday, and I will be more than happy to work with you. I hope everyone has an absolutely wonderful week. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.